This is Mulberry Christian Radio with our global news report. After a contentious meeting of the Israeli Security Cabinet, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the Gaza War is entering a decisive stage. His plan to defeat Hamas was reportedly resisted by the IDF Chief of Staff, who claims an invasion of Gaza City will lead to a military government. The IDF wants Israel to consider negotiating for another hostage deal. Netanyahu countered that international pressure would prevent Israel from returning to fight in Gaza in 6 months. In Washington, Secretary of State Marco Rubio has denied U.S. visas to Palestinian President Mohammed Abbas and other PA officials who were hoping to see a Palestinian state declared this month at the United Nations. President Trump announced on social media Saturday night that he will sign an executive order mandating voter ID in U.S. elections and eliminating most mail-in ballots. Disasters on two continents have taken a heavy toll. More than 800 people are dead and thousands are injured in Afghanistan after a strong earthquake leveled villages in the eastern part of the country. Excuse me while I check some information here. Right, sorry for that interruption. A crucial meeting today as Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meets President Trump at the White House to discuss ending the Hamas war and the fate of the hostages. Talks focus on Trump's 21-point plan, which calls for Gaza to become a terror-free zone and the return of all hostages within 48 hours of Israel's acceptance. Though Netanyahu opposes Palestinian Authority involvement in post-war Gaza. At least four people are dead and eight others injured after a gunman opened fire during a Mormon church service on Sunday in Grand Block Township, Michigan. Police killed the alleged shooter. President Trump is set to meet with congressional leaders in a last-ditch effort to avoid a government shutdown as federal funding expires at Tuesday midnight. One full year after Hurricane Helene tore through parts of the Carolinas, Georgia, and Florida, the cleanup is still ongoing from the unparalleled destruction. Yet the spiritual outreach is providing hope for many. And Baptist pastor and author Vardy Barkham Jr. has died at 56 after suffering an emergency medical incident. His ministry announced, with many saying, heaven gained another hero. A shop in Flensburg, Germany is under fire after posting a sign on its front window declaring, Jews are banned from here. Nothing personal, not even anti-Semitism. I just can't stand you. Nearly 7,000 young people gathered on the University of South Florida campus in Tampa on Thursday, and more than 1,000 students and other made decisions for Jesus. At least 300 were baptized, including a former Satanist. and filmmaker and commentator Denise D'Souza will release a stark, powerful film just before the second anniversary of the October 7th Hamas massacre. The project, The Dragon's Prophecy, is a collaboration with The Dragon's Prophecy book author Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. On a visit to Jerusalem, D'Souza told Jerusalem Dateline viewers what moviegoers can expect. President Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu concluded their meeting in Washington with the formal announcement of a Trump peace plan, which would end the war in Gaza. It includes the release of all 48 Israeli hostages, alive and dead, within 72 hours of the agreement, whereby Israel would release 250 Palestinian prisoners serving life sentences. Along with that would come an immediate end to the war. Israel has agreed to the conditions which Netanyahu said would achieve their war goals of the hostages' return, the dismantling of Hamas, and the prevention of Hamas from attacking Israel again. Hamas has remained silent on the proposal, and Trump cautioned that if the terror group doesn't agree to the terms, Netanyahu and Israel would have full U.S. backing to do whatever you would have to do. And with Congress facing a Wednesday deadline to pass a budget, CBN's David Brody and political analyst Nathan Gonzalez joined Fake Nation to unpack the high-stake battle on Capitol Hill and highlight other key political headlines. Portland's taking center stage in the battle over so-called sanctuary cities after President Trump declared he would deploy troops there to protect ICE agents who have been under siege from Antifa in Portland for years. Oregon Democrats vowed to maintain the Rose City's sanctuary. Acting comedian Tim Allen was so moved by Erica Kirk's very public forgiveness of her husband's killer that he was able to make a similar gesture in his own life. An Oregon County social worker says he is facing retaliation for refusing to follow a transgender pronoun policy because of his religious beliefs. And with the help of Liberty Counsel, he is seeking exemption and protection from demotion or other punishment by his employer. Kids in growing numbers are turning to artificial intelligence chatbots to help them physically harm themselves or commit sexual acts. Experts urge parents to engage with their children to find out what they're struggling with. Enter their world. At least 14,000 people in Belgium heard the gospel message from Franklin Graham this past weekend at the Festival of Hope in Brussels. One young woman said through tears, "I want people to see that God is in me." And more than 100,000 Filipinos participated in a trillion peso march in Manila recently to denounce corruption and pray for a national transformation in the Philippines. A spokesman for Hamas told the BBC today that the terror group is likely to reject President Trump's 20-point plan to end the Gaza war. The official said the proposal serves Israel's interest while it ignores those of the Palestinian people. As Israel prepares for Yom Kippur, Hamas will try to maximize uncertainty on the holiest day of the year for Jews. Egypt launched a surprise attack on Israel during Yom Kippur 52 years ago, sparking a war with many casualties. For the first time in 7 years, the federal government has shut down as Congress failed to meet the midnight budget deadline. The main sticking point was the Democrats' demand to extend expanded Obamacare benefits. Secretary of War Peter Hegseth announced the end of yoke culture in the U.S. military. The secretary summoned hundreds of generals and military leaders to Washington to explain why the Defense Department is now the Department of War and why standards for physical fitness will become gender neutral. Beginning at sundown, the nation of Israel will observe a period of rest for the start of Yom Kippur, a biblically mandated day of fasting, repentance, and reflection on the year just passed. CBN News' Julia Stahl explains the Day of Atonement, and Christian actress and executive Candace Cameron Bure has been chosen as one of the national spokespersons for America Reads the Bible, a special event next April to honor America's 250th anniversary. And The Chosen is expanding its programming to reach new audiences, releasing an animated version of the series Season 5 for Children, translated into 50 languages. Christian music artist John Mac McMillan is wrapping up his touring career after 20 years on the road. Studio 5 joined him on his Cosmic Supreme Tour. As he reflects on his career, he said, "Jesus embraces my whole story, and I can look back without shame." Amber Smith, the wife of former country music star Granger Smith, tells CBN News about her new book, The Girl on the Bathroom Floor, and the losses in her life that led her to write a book on grieving, on this week's Prayer Link. Israeli leaders strongly condemned the terror attack on a synagogue in Manchester during Yom Kippur, calling it a stark reminder of rising anti-Semitism. The attack left two dead and several wounded, shaking Jewish communities in the UK and abroad. On the same day, the Israeli Navy intercepted a pro-Hamas flotilla traveling from Europe toward Gaza, bringing the activists to Israel for deportation. There are conflicting reports about whether or not Hamas intends to accept President Trump's peace plan, though any acceptance would come with demands for changes. And terror strikes the UK synagogue on Yom Kippur. Billboard campaign targets rising anti-Semitism. A small Jewish organization, together with CBN and Regent University, has launched a billboard campaign to confront the alarming surge of anti-Semitism in the United States, where more than 10,000 incidents have been reported since October 7th. After years of political rule by the left, the once safe city of Minneapolis has earned the nickname Murderpolis, as businesses flee. Blown away, hundreds of salvations and baptisms were reported during a gathering this week of 8,000 young people at the University of Tennessee. A move to boycott the entertainment giant Netflix gained steam when Elon Musk canceled his subscription after learning that the company is promoting transgender ideology in children's programs. And no taxes on tips was a popular issue for President Trump in the 2024 election campaign, and he fulfilled this promise. Now, however, Democrat critics complain the tax break is unfair to some other groups, such as warehouse workers and retail employees. A new film offering a modern twist on the biblical love story of Ruth and Boaz, CBN's Ephraim Graham talks with cast and crew, including Devon Franklin, Tara Lipley, and Saria. And finally, Adrienne Bumpers, director of The Potter's House, a Christ-centered free program for men battling substance abuse on a 500-acre farm in Georgia, shares about the life-changing work being done there on this week's Healthy Living. And this concludes our Global News Report, brought to you by Moravia Christian Radio. Until next time, have a blessed week.